My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What are you drinking? Vinny. Cake bread. Chardonnay. Haney. Mick Ultra. Vinny and Haney. 105.7. The Fan.
And Winker strokes one deep left center field. Back goes Mullins near the wall. It's out of here!
It was good. First time getting in the fifth inning for a little bit, so wanted to finish that fifth inning, but things aren't going to work out the way you want to, and I think it was on a little bit of a pitch limit there. I'm just trying to give the team the best effort.
Well, it's just the unique angle. You know, he's tall, across his body, kind of Chris Sale slot, and he's throwing a ton of strikes, and we just have a tough time getting hits against him. But with our pitching the way it is right now, we got to be able to score some runs, and we had opportunity there in the eighth. We got bases loaded, nobody out. We got the right guys up, and only scored one run. We got to be able to score some runs because it's a grind right now on the mound. Searching for outs from when the starter comes out till the end of the game. Searching for outs.
Well, that's Brandon Hyde stating the obvious. He goes the bullpen for the Orioles, as we've come to realize, is not that great. It's struggle city. Anthony Dominguez, because I D-knighted him 2 days ago, gives up his second walk-off homer of the series, Jesse Winker. And you would have thought he won Game 7 of the World Series with the way he celebrated. That's great. That's modern baseball. It is what it is. Then he did it on Tuesday night as well, gave up the walk-off homer. So Anthony Dominguez, and this is with all due respect, now you need 5 straight saves to get the sir, because sir is something that they put on you in this English stuff, like Sir Paul McCartney, who's a musician. They just labeled him sir. All right, whatever. I know your birth name is Sir Anthony, and this, again, is with all due respect, but the baseball knights, the baseball royalty is saying, no, you are Anthony Dominguez until you earn your crown back. And that was a 99-mile-an-hour fastball that Winker hit the left center field, by the way. But again, the celebration was over the top. And yeah, I'm an old guy, and it did rub me the wrong way. And I thought it was excessive. It is what it is. They took 2 out of 3. Good for them. Craig Kimbrell gives up a home run. And at what point in time does Brandon Hyde say, what else do I do? Nolan, you watch the game. He comes in, and he pitched okay Wednesday in mop-up duty. And then he gives up the home run to, Mike Schmidt? Played third base for the Mets over the course of this weekend, or the midweek. Vientos, He goes deep again. And you could see it, and Kimbrel knew from the crack of the bat it was gone. And because the home plate umpire was brutal with balls and strikes, I don't even want to get myself fired up over that one today. The Orioles got back into it. I mean, there could have been called strikes that were balls, and the Orioles had the bases loaded to nobody out. But what do you do with Craig Kimbrel? What do you do with Anthony Dominguez? I mean, what do you do if you're Brandon Hyde? C&L Perez has pitched like every day, and he labored yesterday with the balls and strikes. What do you do at the back end of the bullpen? You're in a dilemma. You're in a quandary. You're trying to figure things out. It'd be nice to win 10-2 every now and again, maybe four times out of the week. We'll get into that in a minute, the offense or lack thereof. But if you're Brandon Hyde, what do you do with the bullpen? Because anybody that comes in now, I have very little confidence in, and you saw it yesterday. The nibbling and the this. It's just, get out there. Soto must have kicked somebody's dog. He hasn't pitched since Saturday or Sunday, whenever it was. He didn't pitch in New York, and he's got experience against the Mets. And then you're watching the same guy, Birchbeer. He gives up a bomb. He's been scored on in, what, five of his last seven appearances. Things are imploding. So if I'm Brandon Hyde, I'm asking, where else do I go? What's my next option? Because I'm running out of them.
Well, given not just me, but I'll put my hand up, and I've given Hyde a lot of grief here over the past month. There's been egregious decisions that we've called out on the show and things you're watching the game, scratching your head saying, why would you make that decision? But yesterday's game, really this series as a whole, it's just a reminder that, all right, this guy's kind of managing with one arm tied behind his back or both arms tied behind his back at this point. I mean, what do? You can't even fault the decision to bring Dominguez in there because there's nobody else that you can confidently, you know, beat the table and say, yeah, that's the guy that should have been in the ninth instead of Dominguez. There's no case of that. And it's insert bullpen name here. I mean, there's nobody, like you said, zero trust level in anything. I've got
again, Blutarski, 0.0 confidence level. But I'm going to vent about the thing that's really starting to agitate me about the Orioles. Bullpen stinks. We get it. I got this, Vin. The deep bench yesterday cost them. But the inability to string together consistent offensive performances is becoming a problem. And we can look at these stats, and they could paint all the fancy, pretty pictures they want. Three hits yesterday. They had a perfect game. And Manaea's tough. This guy threw a no-hitter when he pitched for Oakland. And he's having a good year for the Mets this season. But a perfect game? Into the sixth, your first base runner was a hit by pitch? And then Slater, who's been a nice addition since the trade deadline, he hits an oppo homer, baseball term. Then they get bases loaded, nobody out. Well, Kimbrel gives up the homer that puts them ahead. And then you get bases loaded, nobody out, and you can't do anything. You get a sack fly. That's your run. O'Hearn gets tossed because, yeah, the strike zone was a little out there. Yesterday, Hudson was behind the plate. Marvin Hudson. And he was bad. We were driving home from Jones yesterday. Thank you, Jones Bel Air Toyota, for the hospitality. I had a good time yesterday. But I'm listening to Mets radio on Sirius. Then I did rewatch the game because I like to hear the other announcers talk about the Orioles. I know what the hometown announcers are going to say. And they were even saying that Hudson's strike zone was crap because it was crap for both teams. But the inability, getting back to the point, score is driving me insane. And you know who the rotation injuries are, what they are. Season ending. And who knows how long Eplin's going to be out. Your bullpen's in disarray. Your defense is inconsistent now, which is agitating. But Jordan Westberg's absence is critical for this team because you lose 18 bombs. You lose an all-star third baseman who can play three positions in your infield, which means Jackson Holliday's got to start three games against lefties. And Jackson hasn't had a hit in quite some time. Mateo's absence is huge. But I think offensively for them, the loss of Jordan Westberg has been catastrophic over the last few weeks.
Right. The bases loaded situation yesterday, no outs, and you score one run on a sac fly. I mean, all right, you give them credit for a situational at bat there, get the run in, but just that opportunity alone, it's one of those moments you look back on and say, all right, that's what made or break or broke the game right there. I mean, you just can't do it. And in playoff baseball, you're going to find yourself in a lot of games like this that are low scoring, close throughout the entire back end of the game. And it's because the pitching you're facing is so elite. So if the Orioles aren't able to get consistent offensive production against multiple different, you know, quite frankly, bad teams here or mediocre teams, and you're facing bad pitching a couple times a week and you still can't score, well, in the playoffs, you're facing nothing but elite pitching. I mean, that inspires no confidence in me that they can manage to even score three or four runs in a playoff game.
So as highly ranked as they are offensively in a lot of categories, they've been kind of inconsistent in a big way. Situational hitting in particular. Cole Irvin wasn't bad.
Nope.
Got into the fifth inning, and then the bullpen kind of imploded on them yet again. So the Orioles come back to Baltimore, taking on Houston, who, by the way, just lost two out of three at home to the Red Sox. But the Astros have won eight in a row on the road. Yankees win last night because the only way they score is if Judge or Soto have big nights, and they both did. So New York is now back in first place. They got Cleveland coming up 1 o'clock today in the Bronx. We'll keep you updated on the score there. But the Orioles, Vinny, they become quite the they're below 500 over two calendar months here, but somehow, some way, because of baseball 2024, they're only a half game out of first place.
They need somebody to step up and beat it. Like Burns tonight, Bob, has got to be Burns. He's got to give them a great performance. And then somebody's got to be their Soto and Judge, you know, that can carry them at any time. I mean, like Gunner's been trying, but I mean...
Well, Santander carried him for basically a month and a half.
Yeah. But they just need some,
or Santander, excuse me,
some consistency with you know, their offense and with their pitching. But they just need, somebody's got to step up and kind of take them down the stretch here.
It's a flawed team, no doubt about it, but here they are very much in play to win their division. Houston coming in, as we said, winners of eight in a row on the road, but just dropped two out of three to the Red Sox in Houston. We'll get your pitching matchups and all the fun stuff related to the game as the show rolls on. Ravens are in Green Bay today, coming up in, what, 20 minutes, taking on the Pack. Joint practices here.
Yeah, they'll be on the field 10:30 Green Bay time, 11:30 our time. They'll be on the field probably 2.5 hours, and it's going to be great work for them. And I'll be anxious to hear Harb's talk after. I just want to hear what the only thing I'm concerned about is the offensive line. That's all I want to know is, can the offensive line hold up against a defensive line that's pretty good, and they're penetrating, so they're up the field, guys, and the Ravens' offensive line tend to be the slower guys, so it's going to be interesting to see how they can handle that.
As we get updates from Ray Nitschke Field, we will share those updates with you. You want to get in, vent about the Orioles, and you should vent. They dropped two out of three to the Mets, both losses of the walk-off variety. Now Corbin Burns, as Vinny said, he's got to be the ace, got to stem the tide. Hey, score some runs against a Houston pitcher whose earned run average is over five. Fox, national TV tonight for the Orioles as well. I was going to say, you know, battle of first place teams. Houston's at first. The Orioles are not. They're a half game out. So you want to get in here, you can. It's 410-583-1057. Total request Thursday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
On the Fan. The hope is he'll be back in September at some point, but again, it's the hope. There's no circled date on a calendar, September whatever. Danny Coulomb's going to come back, and he's going to be as good as he was before the injury. Felix Bautista, even though he's been around the team, he's not coming back. He's been throwing. But the Orioles have made it perfectly clear that he is not going to pitch in 2024, not even into October, however long they last there. You've got to rely on the players that you have. And we go back to the trade deadline or pre-injuries to the rotation. And I always thought Albert Suarez would have been a beast at the back end of the bullpen with his 98, 99 mile an hour fastball. But because of the injuries to the starting rotation, Albert Suarez is now arguably your second best starting pitcher since Eflin is on the shelf. Behind Corbin Burns, and Dean Kramer's been outstanding. So if you're Brandon Hyde, it's like a football comparison. Hey, I've got five defensive backs, and none of them's really all that great, but it's all I have. I've got this great offense, or I've got these linebackers. We could stop the run, but people just dice us up throwing the football, and we can score, but you can't expect us to score 30 a game to win. So you've got your five crappy DBs, cornerbacks, that you have to rely on, and you have to make do, and especially, Vinny, late in the season. Because the trade deadline's almost a month in the rearview mirror, unless you see something at the farm that could help going into September. We'll talk to Tony Pente from Orioles Hangout about that, 11 o'clock. You're stuck with what you're stuck with, and the problem is everybody watches the games. Who's the dude? I don't think they have a dude right now. Does it have to be closer by committee? And can you really achieve success with that philosophy?
I think it's closer by who's hot, like Hyder said. He said, I just hope somebody gets hot. And that's what it, because Bob, he put Dominguez in there because he was hot. All right, now he's not. Who's the next guy?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just hoping, you know, I gave Kimbrel a shot again to see if I could get him hot. Nope. You know, it's probably, I mean, Bob, it's either Perez or Cano.
And we have seen with Yennier Cano during his 2 years here in Baltimore, he excels in the setup role. as a closer, maybe not his calling card. So, Nolan, there's a save situation tonight against Houston. Again, Orioles, it's not against the rules to take the lead. It also seems like they're playing from behind often.
Yeah, catch up. Yep.
It's not against the rules to blow a team out. Matter of fact, you were kind of doing that for most part of the first half. A save situation tonight. Hey, Dominguez pitched, what, 3 days in New York, right? Two out of three. Gave up both. Kimbrel's pitched back-to-back days. Perez pitched a ton. Who's getting the save opportunity tonight?
I'll do it. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
we're ready to rock and roll.
I'll loosen up here. I mean, I guess Cano, but he's pitched a ton just in general this season and recently. So I genuinely don't know. I'd say Selby just because he's been fun and good here for a couple days.
Won an inning and 2/3 yesterday.
But again, that's, you know, after going that much yesterday, 27 pitches, he's probably out of the equation for today at least. They got nobody. I mean, they just simply, how about a complete game shutout by Corbin Burns? That's your best shot at this point.
Yeah, and maybe score more than, you know, 3 runs, get 3 hits. It's Corbin Burns against Spencer Arrighetti, who's 5-11 and a 5.20. And raise your hand, and my hand is raised, by the way, to give you a visual, if you think that guy's going to go 6 innings and maybe give up only 4 hits and 1 run. The
very
way that
efficient.
The Orioles bats
I'll pick that
have
one.
Been
Low
dealing. Count, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating to watch this team still be near the top of the standings. They're still in contention to have the best record in the American League because of the struggles of other teams. Yankees, and look, Judge and Soto aren't doing damage. They're not scoring runs either. Nope. Luis Gil just won on the IL, so they've got problems. I mean, they're in first place for today. They got Cleveland coming up at 1 o'clock, but seriously, there's a save situation tonight. Who gets the ball? I can't answer the question unless they blow the mothballs off of Gregory Soto and let him do
he
it.
He is resting. Ooh,
yeah, I mean, he hasn't pitched in almost a week.
That ball may be at the backstop.
Oh, man, I don't know. So Brandon Hyde's in a dilemma, no doubt about it. We can use injuries as an excuse for sure with the rotation. And even with the offense, we mentioned the loss of Westberg has been huge for them, and we could get into the Austin Hayes thing, but he's been hurt for a week or two with Philadelphia. So we get Dominguez for Hayes. Dominguez has given the Mets 2 wins, and Austin Hayes is sitting there watching baseball for free and getting paid for it.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I mean, in no scenario can we point to the loss of Austin Hayes as a reason for the offense being in a slump.
What do you have, three home runs?
Right. Well, they were in a slump when he was here. Even when he was hot, they were slumping. He's not the difference maker, say, Westberg was.
Is the offense capable of doing more?
Oh, absolutely. They just got to be consistent.
Again, we're talking, this isn't a week or two. This is like kind of almost 2 months.
Yeah, no, you're right,
of them being
Bob,
tepid.
What flipped the switch? You know, what made them awesome to, I guess, same thing like with Houston. Well, Houston got healthy. That's what why they're doing so well. But I don't know. Like, they're all Gunner or Rutschman must be kind of hurt, Bob. I'm guessing he's
dealing
got,
with the back for sure.
Yeah,
but he's been getting like his rest days where he DHs and McCann will catch. But O'Hearn's power numbers have dwindled. When's the last time Mountcastle hit a home run? I mean, Gunner got a little hotter with the long ball. Taters has been doing his thing. I mean, seriously, where's the? I mean, Kowser had a big July with the power numbers, but he's had a rough August. Where's the power all day? They still lead the majors in homers, I think. I might have to look because the Yankees had a big day last night or a big night last night, but where's the power all of a sudden?
Well, they get hot at the same time. Yeah. They get cold at the same time.
Well, that's not good.
No. Yeah, O'Hearn should have been in the All-Star game, you know, and now he's...
And he, just in general, getting sparing at-bats here and there or pinch-hitting situations when he's not starting, that was what was so great about him last year is that he'd come off the bench, face a tough reliever, and deliver a clutch at-bat. It didn't have to be a home run every time. He'd certainly hit a few of those, but he'd work a walk when he needed to. Opposite field single here and there. He was just as clutch as they come, and now here this year, it's a little more of a mixed bag.
Yeah. And Bob Jimenez is not really hidden. I mean, he's had one strong single or whatever.
He hasn't hit a home run since May.
Yeah.
And his calling card is the bomb. O'Hearn, by the way, wow, real limited at-bats against lefties, 259, but only 27 at-bats.
Hmm.
How about giving him a chance? Let's give him a chance in here. Get out there and do what you got to do. You got to shake it up, Cars would say. Total Request Thursday, by the way. Pick a song. We'll play it at 410-583-1057. The inconsistencies of the lineup. Oh, another thing that's kind of head-scratching here. You know, there's no plug-and-play every day. You got your usual, you know, your eight guys, then you platoon maybe in left field or whatever it is. I don't want to go back to the old Orioles of the days going by. Earl Weaver actually had a strong eight that he went with every day. Rettman would platoon with Buford, I guess. But Earl Weaver then got into the platoons in the late 70s, into the 80s. We don't even know who the leadoff hitter is on a consistent basis. Slater's done well. I will tip. I'm not wearing a hat, but I'm tipping it to Slater because he had a big series against the Mets. But who's your leadoff hitter tonight against Arrigetti? Where's the gabagool? The gabagool over here.
Oh, I'd go back to Couser. I got no problem with that. I mean,
290 on base percentage in August. Yeah.
Again, who
got me running hot over here?
If not him, then who? And Slater though is ideal for facing lefty
starters.
What?
Right. It's like Abbott and Costello. Who's at first? I don't know what's at second. It's Vinny and Eddie, 105.7 the Fan. But the Orioles are only a half game out of first. They dropped 2 out of 3 to the Mets. Both losses of the walk. They came from behind to tie. And then they lose in heartbreaking fashion. And we talk about it. No, I do anyway in all sports. You just get blown out.
Yeah.
Don't get back in the game. Give us hope. And then you lose in a heartbreaking style. You just get hammered times. Orioles taking on the Astros. We'll talk about that with Mike Bordick coming up at 11:30. But when we return, we're going to talk Ravens. Got their practice coming up. Joint with the Pack in about an hour. Central time, it's 10:30. Eastern time, it's 11:30. What gets accomplished here? Are jobs already determined? Because if guys play today, do they play Saturday in the preseason finale? 410-583-1057 is the number. Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. You're on the Fan. Taking on the Astros. Astros have won 8 in a row on the road, but they just dropped 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox at home, and they had been on fire. And Boston just like, they don't go away.
No.
Just disappear. Get out of our lives. But the Red Sox are still around. Cleveland gets clobbered by the Yankees as Judge goes deep twice. Soto goes yard, 8-1 there. We'll get into the AL East report later in the show. Yankees taking on the Guardians coming up at 1 o'clock, so we'll keep you up to date on that score throughout the final hour of our program. So as the day of baseball begins, Yankees are a half game up over the Orioles. The Orioles, of course, still in contention with Cleveland for the best record in the American League. As a matter of fact, Yankees are 74-53. Orioles 74-54, Cleveland 73-53. And there you go. There's your three best teams separated literally by percentage points.
Bob, let me ask you this. Yankees, Orioles, what is it, like 38 games, 37? Whatever it is, something
like
that.
74-54, that's a 8. That's 138 games, right? Am I correct, Nolan? You graduated from college.
Sure.
Is that
I never took a math course. You
could
have said anything. You're right there.
7-5 is 3, right?
Yes. That's
13. And then you got the, 138.
48, 50.
So you got 82. So you go buck 82. We're doing this on the fly. This is my GED math. What did I say? 138.
Mm-hmm.
So you cut across the 8 down to a 7. 2 becomes a 12. There's 4. They have 44. No, that can't be right. 44 games left now. Is that right?
Either way, 44, 43, they have a similar number of games left.
Well, let me ask you this, both of you guys. Would you say the team that
162. It's wait a minute. Hold on. 162. 138. All right. That becomes a 5. Then it's 4. It's not 24 games left, is it?
It can't be.
No.
Might be 34.
Whatever the amount is.
Right. There's not a lot of games left.
Would you say, the team that, between the Yankees and Orioles, winning record, they win the division?
The rest of the way?
The rest of the way.
Even if it's a game above 500?
Oh, just playing out the string, whoever's like whatever and whatever.
Yeah. Just because neither team has a winning record right now.
Well, I mean, Boston's only 6.5 out of first.
They'd have to go on.
And Tampa's kind of sniffing around there themselves. I said it Monday, and I'll say it again on Thursday. Total request Thursday.
Yeah.
The first team that goes 8-2 in their next 10 or 10-12. They're going to win the division.
When's that happened last for either team?
It's been a long... Orioles haven't won more than two in a row in quite some time. Or it might come down to that final week of the season, three games in the Bronx, which I was hoping the Orioles would have already had clinched the division, and then somebody plunks old AJ right between the Niners there for all the things they've done to Kalzer and Gunner this year.
Right. Hopefully that'll be a distant memory by the time they play each other. I mean, as if that series needs any more drama to it. We don't need people getting plunked.
Yeah, especially going into October. Yeah. You're right.
Bob, it'll be tough. Unless the bats go wild, they're pitching and bullpen and stuff. I don't know that they're capable of going 8-2.
So let me do this math again. So there's 162 games in a season, right?
Correct.
The Orioles have played 74... No, it'd be nice if you like broke out of just calculate.
I'm doing it right here.
Yeah, 138. That's what I'm going with. So 138. There's 24 games left.
Damn.
Based on my math, do you have the 105.7 the fan calculator ready?
The people were just demanding an answer there. Yes, you're correct.
They're probably destroying us on Twitter. The fact that I had to figure it out like that. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Plaza Port text line. Get in here as well. We'll visit that. Funhouse style, 11:45. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you do a lot of counting there with BGE as my bill's over $300 now. Is it 24 games left, correct?
I don't know. I haven't really counted.
All right. There's
24. One tonight. That's all that matters. Live 24. From Pickles. Come on down, BBT. Me and Bordy brought to you by Salva.
Yeah, man. Another tough, serious loss, man. When they brought Kimberwin, right? I'm like, man, come on, a tie game. I mean, but I blame that on Hyde, too, because the night before, he kind of mismanaged that bullpen. So it's kind of all we left ahead was Kimber, really, to bring him, man. And I was kind of root for the guy, man. I was like, man, he going, because remember the night before, was it the night before? He pitched like an inning, maybe.
Yeah, he got
and,
two-thirds when they were up 9-5.
So I was like, he about to redeem himself and show him that he's not washed up, man. But hey, man, let us down again, as we expect.
But what do you do with him now? I mean, when can you use him again? And I asked Nolan and Vinny in the audience, and you're obviously a super fan. There's a save situation tonight, Rashawn. Who do you put out there? High leverage, as they say.
Oh, man, I'm just not a...
Yeah, as long as it's not Kimbrel, Dominguez, Perez, or you know what I mean? It's like you're running out of options.
We really got nobody, man. You know what I mean? It sucks, man. But the offense also got to put up more runs, though.
No doubt.
Lefties, right? We faced three lefties. And the lefty killer, Ryan Mountcastle, like I talked about him yesterday, hasn't done jack. I mean, he had two hits maybe that first game. But yesterday, another 0-for-4 game. OPS down to 728 now. At this point, I'm kind of like, you know what? Let's see what Mayo can do at first, you know, because I know Mayo wasn't hitting, but if Mayo going to go over 4, I'd rather have Mayo in there. At least I have a chance, you know?
Yeah,
he's not getting
no
production from Mountcastle at all. Like, he's just there. Like, he's just there, man. I don't know what the answer is. Try to get this team more productive because they have, like, every other game, they just, you know, they hit some games they get – a shout out! Well, they didn't get a hit to Austin. Who was the guy?
Slater. Slater hit the home run.
Austin Slater. Now, who the hell is he? He just came out of nowhere, man. Well, like, he shouldn't be the one.
He got it from the right. Hey, look, he was Frank Robinson against the Mets over 3 days. Thanks, Rashawn. But you know, Mountcastle, the power dip, and maybe he's domed up. Borrow a word from Ryan Ripken here, because of Baltimore. But, you know, he hit home runs on the road, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got 13 bombs, and this is a guy that's hit over 30. I think he has the Orioles' rookie record for homers. He's hit over 20 before. His power numbers have diminished big time. Hey, look, if he contributes, that great. Yep. That's great. But with Mayo, before we hit the break, and if you're on the phones, we'll get you. I mean, Mountie was a Gold Glove finalist at first base. And Mayo is a guy right now that seems challenged at his chosen position of third. So I don't know if I'd make that move given the shaky nature of the defense right now. Defense cost him yesterday, too.
Yeah. And Bob, let's face it, you know, Holiday didn't hit a ball hard the whole, you know, I mean, in Boston, he did good. He had the four-hit game and stuff, but, you know, he got the hit by pitch and a walk yesterday. Otherwise, he had nothing.
If Westberg or Mateo's healthy, he sits maybe two of those three games.
Yeah.
Vinny at 81.057 The Fan, but they're back tonight. Orioles Burns against Arrigetti. 7:08 first pitch. Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Bordy reuniting, and it's going to feel so good. Brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Nolan's going to be there. We're going to be live for Pickles starting at 6. Come on down. Don't come empty-handed. Corbin Burns looking to bounce back from one of the worst starts of his career. Maybe the worst start of his career last week against Boston. 12-5, 3-10. Look, he can go out there and pitch 7 innings, give up 2 runs. What's the offense bringing to the table here?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to see O'Hearn, probably see Mullins tonight, I would assume, in the lineup because Slater goes against lefties. So maybe the left-handed lineup will be more formidable. And I guess Adley's been dealing with a back issue, and his bat's been really cold over the last month and a half since the All-Star. I mean, he was terrible in July. Offensively, maybe see him bust out a little bit. I mean, they got to find some offense somewhere, somehow, because when they get good pitching, well, this is the testimony to a mediocre team. All right, you score a ton of runs, your pitching struggles. You get decent pitching, you can't score, or your defense costs you opportunities. And the Orioles got a little bit of all of that yesterday. So they'll try to bounce back tonight. Spencer Arrigetti, 5-11 with a 5.20. Going for the Astros, who just lost 2 in a row at home to the Red Sox, but they have won 8 straight on the road. They're in first place by a nice little margin there in the AL West, a possible playoff preview. We'll talk to Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, about what's on the farm. We're coming up, we're 8-9 days away from September. I mean, what's down there that could help the Orioles heading into September? Let's get out to Pikesville, and bring in Mark. Mark, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Vinny.
How we doing?
We still going to the World Series, man, or what? We getting a little dicey here.
We're still going. Look, I'm back teaching that. I'm back working. So, listen, I'm going to miss you guys a little bit. But listen, Bob, the Bobster. I need you to make one phone call. I need you to call Elias.
Yes.
I'm going to put Kimbrough back in. Do not put Kimbrough back in. I knew that was going to happen yesterday. I knew it. But I'm blaming our bats as well, like Rashawn said. You got to blame the guys that's hitting. They just not coming through.
Yeah, this is a team-wide struggle in regards to what they're 4 games, I believe, below 500 in the last. When they beat the Yankees 17-5, they were cooking. I believe they had the second best record in baseball behind the Phillies, who were on fire at that time. Then they go to Houston, blow a big lead, and that's been kind of the story of the team. Then the injuries to the rotation. I mean, we can't dismiss that as a nothing burger. They're real. They're extremely real. But the offense, the loss of Westberg, we're feeling it now. We're feeling it big time, Mark.
We're going to be all right, though. But listen, guys, stay focused. It's baseball. We're going to lose some more, but we got to win just as much as we lose. And I think it's going to come down to that last series with the Yankees. That's what I think. Who's going to win the East? All right, guys, I'll talk to you.
All right, Mike, Mark, have fun there teaching the kids of Baltimore metropolitan area. Let's get them smarter. They don't want to be like I was when I went to a Baltimore City school. They want to be exceeding expectations, and hopefully Mark can help that. But this is kind of the team, and we were talking about yesterday, hey, when all these guys come back, when's that going to be? There's no definitive date set. Well, Grayson will be back September 6th. Westberg, September 17th.
Yeah.
We don't know. Nobody knows. Most importantly, the Orioles have no clue.
Right. And then with Westberg, Bob, I mean, when you got a broken wrist, you can't do anything. So, I mean, what's he doing? You know, like you say, well, he'll be back in September. Okay, he'll be healthy in September, but has he been swinging a bat? Is he ready to play in September?
There's got to be rehab assignments before they even sniff Oriole Park at Camden Yards. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens taking on the Packers out at Ray Nitschke Field. Green Bay getting ready for the preseason finale on Saturday, 1 o'clock our time there at Lambeau Field. But we'll be getting updates, hopefully, as it starts, what, 11:30, I believe?
Yes.
11:30 our time. So as soon as we get news, and hopefully it's all good news on the injury front, we'll share it with you. And then maybe, just maybe, we'll hear from Harbs and others before we get out of here at 2 o'clock. But Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, coming up next. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? We'll get into that. And historically for the Orioles. And it is Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joining me tonight at Pickles with BBT. Get his thoughts on the team scuffling here in late August.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.